A new play at Chicago's Goodman Theater seems ripped from the headlines. A young man escapes a deadly civil war, then confronts new dangers in the country where he's found shelter. Objects in the Mirror is based on the true story of Shedrick Yarpai, a young actor who escaped Liberia during war and settled in Australia. From member station WBEZ, Dan Weissman has the story.
American playwright Charles Smith met Shedrick Yarpai when a theater company in Adelaide, Australia, produced two of Smith's plays, with Yarpai in the lead. Smith traveled to see the productions. Afterwards, he went to lunch with Yarpai and the theater's artistic director, Rob Crozer. Here's how Smith and Yarpai remember it.
Rob and Shedrick and I sat down and we were having lunch. And
then Rob said to me, "Say it."
And Shedrick said, "Well, I have something to tell you."
I started telling Charles my story.
His escape from Liberia and the crushing questions he still faced.
I was just amazed by it. I was just blown away. I said to him, "I would like to write this."
And I didn't see a word.
I think he cried and I cried. And we took off from there.
The play is about identity, the danger of telling the truth and of concealing it. In the first act, Shedrick tells a friend, a sympathetic lawyer, about his harrowing escape and the baggage that weighs him down. He came to Australia under someone else's name, a cousin who died in the war.
I lied to the government and that makes me a criminal. And every day I lie, I sink deeper and deeper, and now I am drowning, Mr. Rob.
The lawyer offers to help Shedrick correct the record, but Shedrick's uncle John has grave concerns. He risked his own life and orchestrated multiple lies to get the family out.
You think the danger is behind us, that it's in the past, but it's not that far behind us, Zasa. The objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
He reminds Shedrick, whom he carefully addresses by his fake name, that he can't leave behind the social reality of race.
You will always be only one of two things in the world. Either a commodity or a liability. There is no in-between.
Uncle John flat out forbids Shedrick to move forward with reclaiming his given name.
As your father, I forbid you.
You're not my father.
I saved your life.
And what good is my life without me?
Playwright Charles Smith says it was Shedrick Yarpai's account of this exchange that sparked Objects in the Mirror.
And in my head, I heard Shedrick's response, and the response was, "Well, what good is my life without me?" And I thought, this is just an incredible decision. It's a Shakespearean decision.
It's been 8 years since Smith heard this story. The Goodman Theater had hoped to bring Shedrick Yarpai to Chicago for the opening.
You know, especially traveling at this time to the United States is not as easy.
In putting together his visa application, Yarpai discovered that some documents from when he arrived in Australia still showed the name he had used to enter. Speaking from a studio in Australia, Yarpai says he commiserated with theater director Rob Crozer.
I told Rob, I said, "Look, I think I would have just stuck with the identity I came with. This would have been easier." He started laughing about it, you know, but it wasn't fun.
In the end, it was Crozer who traveled to Chicago to see the premiere at the Goodman Theater.
I found it one of the most emotional experiences that I've undergone in a long, long time.
Crozer saw a version of himself on stage as the lawyer who helps Shedrick straighten out his identity. That's a role he played in real life. Crozer earned his living as a lawyer, running the theater in his spare time. But Objects in the Mirror complicates his role. In Act Two, Shedrick's uncle John accuses the lawyer of trying to steal the young man he calls his son.
"Your white skin and your governmental position does not give you the right to take a man's son away simply because you believe you can give him a better life."
On opening night, some people in the audience applauded that speech. The next day, Rob Crozer and Charles Smith debriefed.
I found that quite confronting, I've got to say.
You know, Rob, I think there are a lot of audiences who agree with you.
Mm.
And I think there are a lot of people who had your response to that. And purposely so.
Yeah, yeah.
Shakespeare wrote a play and there's a speech, to be or not to be. I think that scene is a to be or not to be scene.
Yep.
And if we knew whether or not we should be or not be, and it was an easy choice, then, you know, there's nothing for us to do. We might as well go home. We continue to watch because we said, boy, this is difficult.
And you don't have to be a Danish prince or a Liberian refugee for that difficulty to hit home. For NPR News, I'm Dan Weissman in Chicago.